In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the scriptures speak of God visiting his people, such visitation always involves judgment. We could look in many different places in the scriptures, but consider, for example, a very clear case of this in the prophets. The prophets speak over and over again about the coming judgment that God will bring when he visits his people. The prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel speak very clearly about this. We heard one such example in the Old Testament reading for today. Now, this impending judgment, which will come when God visits his people, is said to happen because of the way in which God's people have departed from his will and ways. Again, Jeremiah is an example of that, talking of all of the evil ways in which God's people have lived, which will lead to their judgment. But ultimately, the real problem, and Jeremiah in chapter 7 makes this clear for us, the real problem is when God's people depart from following his ways and go after other gods. They break the first commandments. They do not fear, love, and trust in the true God above all things. And so, whether it is a god in the form of an idol or a god in the form of self, they depart from worship of the true God and go after other gods. And so God promises that he will visit his people and there will be judgment for those who have gone after other gods. It is in this same vein of prophecy that our Lord speaks in today's gospel text. As he prophesies, he foretells of the destruction of Jerusalem. And it is for very similar reasons that God will visit his people in Jerusalem and cause them to be destroyed and judged. It is really because God's people have gone after other gods. They have failed in our Lord Jesus' day to recognize that Jesus is the incarnate God. And so by rejecting Jesus, they have rejected the true God and gone after the gods of self or whatever else they decided or could come up with. And so our Lord foretells that Jerusalem will be destroyed. This will be the judgment that will happen. And our Lord tells the details of what will happen. The enemies of Jerusalem will surround them. They will torment them and ultimately bring about their ruin. This is the judgment of God upon his people, Jerusalem, who have gone after other gods, departing from his will and ways. And we know from history that less than 40 years after our Lord spoke these words, they came to pass in history. In the year AD 70, the Roman general Titus led a group of Roman soldiers against the city of Jerusalem. And interestingly, he could have decided to storm the city immediately and take it that way, but he didn't. Titus fulfilled every word of our Lord's prophecy. He surrounded the city through a besiegement. He tormented the inhabitants of the city through the starvation and other horrific evils that came upon the people in the city, and ultimately he brought about the city's ruin, as he did, in fact, storm the city, and the temple especially was left in such destruction that one stone was not left upon another. This earthly destruction of Jerusalem is a foreshadowing of the eternal ruin that will come upon God's enemies and all those who have departed from his will and ways to go after other gods. Our Lord's prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem is a picture and a prophecy, in a way, of the judgment that will come upon the last day, as God will once again visit his people and bring judgment. Because when God visits his people, such visitation always involves judgment. Now, the scriptures speak of God visiting his people in a number of places, not just in the prophets, not just our Lord in today's gospel text. In fact, the first place where the scriptures speak of God visiting his people using that precise language is in another prophecy at the very end of the book of Genesis. Here it is Joseph who speaks words of prophecy to his brothers and their descendants as he says that God will visit you and bring you up out of the land of Egypt. And we know from the book of Exodus that that indeed did happen. When God called Moses at the burning bush, he said many things to him, one of which was, I will now visit my people and bring them up out of slavery in Egypt. As we know, though, this visitation of God to his people in Egypt involved judgment. But this is a crucial piece to recognize. The judgment that God brought with his visitation of his people in Egypt did not involve judgment on God's people. It involved a judgment upon Pharaoh. This was the purpose of the 10 plagues. Each one of them was a measure of God's judgment upon Pharaoh. Until, of course, the 10th and culminating plague, the fullness of God's judgment is poured out, but this time not just upon Pharaoh. To this point, it had been Pharaoh and the Egyptians that were the target of God's judgment. But now, when God came to visit in the form of the angel of death, it was all people in Egypt, including the Israelites, who would be at risk of God's judgment. And so the Lord instructed his people to slaughter the Passover lamb, to spread the blood upon their doorways so that they would be covered by the blood of the lamb and thus be redeemed and saved from God's judgment. The Israelites did this. The angel of death came, bringing God's judgment upon Egypt, and he passed over the Israelites because they were covered by the blood of the lamb. God visited his people. He brought judgment, but his people were spared by blood. It is in this vein that we must look carefully at the very end of verse 44 of today's gospel text, where Jesus explicitly speaks of visitation. Our Lord has just finished predicting the besiegement and the horrific events that will happen when Jerusalem would later be destroyed. But then he tells us the rationale. Our Lord says why these things will happen to Jerusalem. These things will happen, quote, because you did not know the time of your visitation. God has visited his people throughout history, not just at the Exodus and then at the end of time, not just at the destruction of Jerusalem. God also visited his people, most importantly, in the person of Jesus. Jesus is the incarnate God who has come to visit his people. And once again, God's visitation in Jesus involved judgment. But this judgment was like the judgment that happened in the Exodus. It was not a judgment for all people, not yet at least. It was a judgment that our Lord Jesus took upon himself. And so upon Golgotha, our Lord's enemies surrounded him, they tormented him, and they brought about his ruin. Our Lord Jesus became the Passover lamb. He shed his blood for you, so that you might be covered by that blood and thus spared the impending judgment. the Lord has returned. He has visited his people, and he has suffered the judgment for us, so that all who are now covered by the blood of the Lamb, all who now receive the blood of the Lamb here in the sacrament, may be spared. And so, our gospel text for today, our Lord's prediction and prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem, is a warning for each one of us. We must be prepared for the judgment of God when he will visit on the last day. The scriptures are clear, there will be judgment. But this visitation on the last day, as I said, will be like the visitation at the Exodus. Those of us who are covered by the blood of the Lamb will be spared from that judgment. And so we must be prepared. To prepare, though, we must trust in Jesus alone. We must recognize who he is for us. He is our Passover lamb whose blood covers over us to spare us from the judgment. It is only Christ's blood which redeems and saves you from judgment. So, my friends, we must not think that we can contribute in any way to our redemption. We must not think that we can somehow take away from God's redemption by our evil sinfulness. To do so, in either case, is to place yourself above God's word, how he has definitively spoken that in Jesus the judgment is over. To think otherwise is to go after another God. But Christ's blood covers all our sins. He has suffered the judgment of the Lord's visitation on our behalf. Trust in Jesus. Receive this gift. Cling to his promises and have confidence that on the final day when our Lord comes to visit and judge, it will be for your final redemption because he has suffered the judgment for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.